Good morning. Life is like a relay race, in which each generation gets one lap of the track each. We inherit a rich heritage from our forefathers and foremothers. Hopefully we in turn, having run our lap, pass on the baton to our children, and they to their children, and so on. By the way, this is not just my philosophy of life. St. Paul, looking back on his life, concluded with satisfaction, "I have run the race, I have fought the good fight, I have kept the faith." The Bible, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 to be precise, says, "Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race which is set before us with determination, always looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith." This is why we are described as the human race, I'm sure. We begin as babies who know nothing, but soon we're introduced to teachers who teach us so much in life. Then we in turn pay back by teaching others ourselves. We pass on tricks of the trade, lessons we've learned, often the hard way, and we try to help the next generation to get the benefit of a head start from our experience. That is why I have now got a website, and on it I'm giving away lots of my creative writing. I want to contribute to the common kitty of the collective wisdom of the ages. I want to help others so that they do not have to invent the wheel all over again and make the same mistakes as I have. It is my and your duty to pass on the baton to others. We've been richly blessed in our lives, and we've been well taught, so we owe it to return the favour by teaching the next wave of people. Copyright doesn't come into it when what we have to give was itself given to us. Many people invested a lot of time and effort in us. Above all, God invested a lot of time and effort in us, and now he's looking for a return on his investment. Don't let all our experience and hard-won wisdom go to the grave with us, or even worse, don't let everything be thrown away in black bags. Rather, let the pebbles in the pool ripple ever outwards from us in shared knowledge. Then our living will not be in vain.